This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has returned to the campaign trail for the first time since the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, continuing his call to calm the divisive rhetoric on both sides.
You gotta remember, in America, we're not enemies, we're friends, we're neighbors, we're fellow Americans. Most importantly, must fully and firmly reject not only political violence, but violence of any kind.
But Biden also argued on Tuesday doing so doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth as he tore into his Republican rival. It's counter-programming to Trump in the Republican National Convention underway in the U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip killed at least 57 people on Tuesday, according to Palestinian health officials, as Israeli forces battled fighters led by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Gaza health officials said those casualties included 23 killed at a United Nations school in Nuseirat. The Israeli military said in a statement it attacked a group of terrorists who had operated from inside the school after taking steps to mitigate the risk to civilians. Gaza's health ministry said another 17 were dead after an airstrike in Khan Yunis on a car near a tented area housing displaced families in the humanitarian designated area of Al-Mawasi.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Police in Thailand say the bodies of six people were found in a luxury hotel in downtown Bangkok with poisoning a possibility. Police identified the dead as two Vietnamese-Americans and four Vietnamese nationals. They say there was no signs of a struggle and the bodies were found foaming at the mouth in a room at the Grand Hyatt Hotel.